Good morning, church. We're excited that you're here with us. If you will, stand with us as we worship together and we sing about the wonderful cross of our Lord.
Y'all can come up. I see a few of y'all already jumping out. It's fine. Come on up while I do announcements. We are glad you're here. We are glad you came to worship with us and to praise God's name with us and learn more about Him. And it's going to look a little different this morning, as you noticed. Corey was leading. Thank you, Corey, for leading us this morning. Johnny started feeling a little sick this morning, so he is home. keeping his germs to himself. And Pastor B is also at home. He actually has the flu. And so be praying for him. Be praying for Johnny as they continue to recover and hopefully not spread germs to us, because we don't all want to be taken down. So anyway, I'm glad you're here at worship with us this morning. We are going to continue with children's time. Hi, guys. Hi. Can I put my feet down right where you're sitting? Okay. Yeah, well, how am I going to squish in here with y'all? Okay. All right. You're squished? Okay, well, I am glad I can be squished by you, Emma. Okay, I have a question. How many of you ever play with mirrors? Do you ever play with a mirror? Like a hand mirror. Do you ever go outside and take the mirror and reflect the sunlight down and like...
I know what I do with mirrors.
Have you ever played with the mirror?
Yes.
It's a hazard. It is a hazard. You're right. We do have to be careful with that. Oh, you like to place a lot of mirrors around to move the light around. That's really cool, right? Okay, so I want to talk about reflecting light this morning. So what I'm going to ask first is, okay, who do we trust to hold this? Not Bradley. No. I love you, Bradley. Okay, so wait a minute. So what do I have? A flashlight. Does a flashlight work without batteries?
No,
it needs to have batteries, right? It's got to have power. So, who can tell me what, took my train of thought and took it somewhere else. Okay, so I've got a flashlight, and this flashlight, who can tell me one of Jesus' names? That is kind of like this. What is it, Emma? One of Jesus' names. He is the light of the world. Right. Good job, Emma. So we are going to shine this flashlight. I trust Hayden. Okay. I do. I trust Hayden. Okay. Why your brother? I don't know. Let's see. So if I turn my mirror like this, does it reflect? Nope, stop making shadows. Does it reflect the light? It doesn't, right? It doesn't shine it back on others. But if I turn it like this, does it shine that light on others? Yes, I have to have that mirror facing the light. Oh, sorry, was that blinding? Okay, so, but what happens? What happens if I take that light and I do that and something's in the way? Does it... Some goes through, but it doesn't reflect well, does it?
Yeah, but
it's blocking. Okay, thank you, Hayden, for being responsible and shining it directly. I know, it's so hard. Okay, so I want to talk to you for just a little bit. Listen, All right, so I want to read this scripture to you, and I want you to listen. It's in John 1, 6 through 9. There was a man sent from God, and his name was John. He came as a witness to testify about the light, so that all may believe through him. He was not the light, but he came to testify about the light. The true light gives light to everyone. He was coming into the world. Who is the true light, Bradley? Who's the true light? Jesus, that's right. Jesus is the true light, right?
Yeah.
And we are, as Christians, are to be a reflection of that light. So we have light shining on others as well. So we are supposed to look like Jesus, act like Jesus, be like Jesus. But we aren't Jesus, are we? No, but we are to act like him. So if we are not, if our bodies are not facing the light and they're not reading God's word and in prayer, it's like we can't reflect Jesus, can we? if we're not praying and in the Word. If we have sin in our life, that's like the paper that got in between the mirror and the light. That sin keeps us from shining Jesus' light. So we have to have our hearts right and pure at the same time. Okay? So we always need to be in prayer, be in God's Word, and not have sin blocking Jesus, our light. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us. Thank you that we can reflect your light. Help us to remember that all good things come from you, that our gifts and our talents that we are to pour out and serve and give, that they are given by you, and it should honor and please you in all that we do. In your precious and holy name we pray, amen.
As we continue to worship this morning, if you will join us in singing, "Take My Life and Let It Be." As we continue to sing this morning, we're singing "Mighty to Save," so we can shine the light of Jesus Christ.
Take me as you find. Bow your heads in a word of prayer with me. Dear Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for all the wonderful blessings and the opportunity to be here. Thank you for giving us all you have and help us realize that we can give a small portion back, our 10%, and that money just doesn't go to parties or anything like that. It goes to your cause, to missions, and it helps with like our modern service that's coming up. Just help it, our church grow and become more than it already is. In your name I pray, amen.
Whisper and Good morning, church family. I appreciate your understanding today. I have not been feeling well the last several days. In fact, on Friday, I finally went to the clinic and was tested and don't have COVID, but what I have seems to be worse. I have the flu and I'm contagious at least till Monday. And so we just felt this would be the best way to communicate. And I certainly wanted to wrap up this series with you and what God has put on my heart to complete what we've been talking about over the past several weeks. I certainly appreciate Mac and our team being able to make this happen. My calling as a pastor and preacher is very much centered on being present. And so it grieves me that I'm not with you today in person. But this is the closest thing we could come to for today. And so, again, I appreciate your understanding. I am feeling better, but not completely well yet. And so if I start coughing here momentarily, please forgive me. We began this series back at the beginning of this month talking about this idea of inside out, of living our faith out and how we do that. How well do we follow Jesus day in and day out? Sometimes we do that very well. Other times maybe we don't do it as well as we would like. And so my challenge for myself and for each of us this coming year, over the next 11 months now, is that the sometimes of really following Jesus outnumber the other times of where we don't do that as well. And so I just want to challenge each of us to make this a part of our journey this year, that we truly strive to become more like Jesus. It starts with us. And so my prayer for myself and for each of us is to increase our desire and our passion to know Jesus more fully, to love Jesus more deeply, and to follow Jesus more closely. And I've shared with you 6 words that I want to each of us to have in front of us this coming year. The first set is look in, examine yourself, as Paul tells us. Examine yourself and see, how is it with my soul? Am I truly following Jesus as I should? And then the second set of words are look up. Look up to God for clarity, for direction, for courage. And then look out. Look at all of the opportunities that surround us each day in following Jesus and serving Him and serving others, reaching out into our sphere of influence, whether that be at work or at school or even when we're just out and about in a restaurant or at the grocery store. How can we be the hands and feet of Jesus and show the love of Jesus where we are and as we are going through our daily lives? That's really the Great Commission. As we are going, make disciples. And so with that said, what will be your impact this year? What difference will you make this year? I believe at the heart of each and every individual is a desire on some level to make a difference. That at the end of our lives, that we will look back and know that it mattered that we were here. There's not a better way to do that than following Jesus and living for Him each day. And so what difference will you make in this coming year? Will you be closer to Jesus on December 31st than you are today? What impact will our church have? How will we reach into our community? How will we be a family that lives life together as we follow Jesus in community? What impact will we make? The results of our lives, the contribution we can make in this world depends on us looking in, looking up, and looking out. Helmut Tillich, a prominent German theologian, Protestant theologian, and actually he was the rector of the University of Hamburg for a time in the middle to late 20th century. He said, the Christian stands not under the dictatorship of a legalistic "you ought," but in the magnetic field of Christian freedom under the empowering of the "you may." Think about what he's saying there. Don't miss the significance. What an honor it is for us to be saved by God and to be His masterpiece for His purposes. And we talked last week about each of us having a purpose. Paul says in Ephesians chapter 2, and I'll go all the way back to verse 8 because we don't want to ever forget that is not by works that we are saved, but by faith. Paul says, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. But listen to this. For we are God's handiwork, His masterpiece. The Greek word is poema, masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Please bear with me. Our text for today kind of follows up with that. Matthew 5, verses 14 through 16 say, "You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven." Think about that for a minute. You are the light. 7 times in the Gospel of John, Jesus is recorded as giving what are known as the I am sayings. things like, I'm the good shepherd, I'm the gate, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And in chapter 8, verse 12, he says, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. How important it is, I believe, that he, in the Sermon on the Mount, calls us the light of the world. We, as his followers, are to reflect him. Do others see his light in us? The word here for light is this bigger concept of illumination. In fact, the verb form of the word here means to shine on, to reveal, to make known, to enlighten, to illumine. The qualities of this light truly do uncover what is hidden. It reveals what sometimes we would rather not be revealed. It illuminates. Darkness cannot overcome his light. Many years ago, I was a child, and my father taught junior high boys and high school boys Sunday school in our church where I grew up. And the benefit of that for me was that when he did different things with those guys, I usually got to tag along, my brother and I both. And we did fishing trips and we did different things. But one of the things that I have never forgotten was he took that group to the Carlsbad Caverns, but not to the main caverns. He contacted the park, and there are caverns there that are accessible only by an appointment and a hike, and a park ranger has to go with you. And I'll never forget that group of boys hiking up the side of that hill, about a mile or so. And when we got to the opening of the cave, we had to scale down into the cave on a rope ladder. Looking back on that, I'm not sure my dad was thinking clearly, but nonetheless, when we got into the cave, the park ranger led us to the farthest most part of the cavern. And she had us sit down and then turn off our flashlights. And after about 2 minutes, your eyes begin to adapt to the dark. And it is the closest thing to total darkness that you can really experience on the face of the earth. We were there and it was just oppressive. You could almost feel your breath, it seemed. It was very impressional. It made a huge impression on me. But then what happened next changed my understanding of light and darkness forever. The park ranger simply lit a match and lit a candle, and that one little candle illuminated the entire cavern. You see, darkness can't overcome light. Light will always overcome darkness, and Jesus' light overcomes all darkness. As he said, I am the light of the world. He who walks in my light never walks in darkness. And so he calls us to be his light, to reflect his light and his love. What an opportunity for us. What a calling. What a privilege for us. It's not something we have to do, as Helmut Tilke said. It is something we get to do. And so I want us to remember that we are called to be his light, and that is such a privilege to bear his torch. Don't ever forget that you are called to be his light, to shine in a very dark place, and to show folks grumbling around and groping around in darkness that there's a better way, that there is light, and it does make a difference. As Jesus followers, you are chosen to reflect his light. Don't ever forget that. We are to let our light shine. He says in verse 14, your light, you are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. Let your light shine before others. Our light is meant to be shared. He didn't call us the light of the world for us to hide that light in the four walls of a church or in the four walls of our home. He called us to show the world what light looks like. He called us to be the light in a dark world. Our light is to be on a stand, to offer light to all who are around us. We shouldn't hide our light or shrink from that responsibility. We are to let our light shine. We are to be an example of the love of Jesus. You may be the only Jesus that some people see this week. Think about that for a minute. What kind of witness will you be as you shine your light? That is what we are called to do. In James chapter 2, we're reminded that our faith does no good if it is not exemplified through our works, through our light shining out. James says, "What good is it, brothers, if a man claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save him? Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes or daily food. If one of you says to him, 'Go, I wish you well, keep warm and well fed,' but does nothing about his physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. But someone will say, 'You have faith, I have deeds.' Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by what I do. What good is it if we have a light and we hide it under a bowl? What good is it if we try to be undercover Christians? Jesus says, 'You are the light of the world,' a light that should be put on a stand so that others can see him. We point the way to him. So shine your light in the dark world wherever you go. This is the impact that we must make, the difference that we must make. Verse 16 of our text says, "Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and what? Praise your Father in heaven." You see, it's not about us. It's never about us. It's always about him. We need to remember that our light is to point others to him. The result of shining your light into a dark world will be people turning to him. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all people to myself. It's our job as his light to point people to him, to lift him up so that they can see what it means to follow Jesus, so that they can see who Jesus is and what he has to offer. We need to be focused on the people around us. Our light, again, our light is not for us. It's for others. Who are we reaching out to? There are people in your sphere of influence every day that are living and dying without Jesus. That ought to burden us. We have the light. We have the truth. Jesus just says, share it. Let your light shine before others so that they will see your good deeds and praise God. We must be pointing people to Jesus, reaching out and showing them the way, the truth, and the light. Jesus. He says, they may see our good deeds and praise the Father in heaven. Our light should always lead to Jesus and not to glorifying ourselves. As I said, it's always about him and never about us. I've been wrestling with a question, a haunting question, through this time of preparation for this sermon today. And this question that I keep coming back to, and I wrestle with it, and I challenge you to not shrink back, but wrestle with it for yourselves. And that question is this: how many people encounter me and go away praising God? How many people encounter me and go away praising God? That is a haunting question. He says here, if we should let our light so shine that people see our deeds and praise God. I know each of us strive and each of us work at being used by Jesus, by following him and showing his light and growing to be more like him and following him more closely and loving him more deeply. This prayer that I offered at the beginning that we should be praying. But is the result of that hearts that are changed, hearts that are turned toward Jesus? I pray that they are. I do. As I said, I have wrestled with this, and I challenge you not to just shirk it off, but truly wrestle with this. Do people become more closer to Jesus because they know you? Or is there a difference? Is there an impact? What moments are you making, will you make this week and the weeks to come, being a light in a dark world? Moments in serving, moments in investing in people, inviting people. And by the way, if you would, I know we've mentioned this regularly, but we love to hear those stories. Share those moments with us. There's a way to do that online through our website. There's a form that you can share on the link tree there that share those moments that we can celebrate with you. And usually we don't use names, but we'll publish those so that the whole church family can be edified in knowing that we're making moments. And so I encourage you to share those. There's obviously the moment cards out in the Welcome Center, the moment wall that you can share there. As I've said, that's the only wall we want you writing on in the church. So thank you for that. But share those moments with us because we love celebrating what God is doing in and through our family. How will you invest? How will you invite? How will you truly serve and share as you are the light and in the world around you? We live in a very dark world that needs the light of Jesus, and he has called us, given us the privilege to be that light and to point others to him. DNOW is coming up in just 2 weeks. How can you be a light to the students? Maybe it's just simply praying for them. Maybe it's offering rides. I know Micah has got things organized. I don't know how much help he really still needs, but if you're willing, certainly talk to him and see if he can plug you in somewhere. How could you pour into the lives of students for DNOW weekend? But the minimum, I would say, is pray for them. Pray that this weekend will be a time of renewal for them, of strengthening for them, that those who may not know Jesus would come to know him personally through that ministry. We mentioned last week that we're ready to launch the modern service again. That will happen on April 7th, the Sunday after Easter. How can you be involved in that process? Who are you inviting? Who are you reaching out to? Who are you praying for? As I mentioned last week, think of one or two people that you feel may be lost and begin to pray for them and look for ways to be light to them. Look for opportunities to share that light verbally, just in telling your story, sharing with them what Jesus has done for you, what difference he makes in following him each and every day. Who are you pouring into? Where are you shining your light? When you reflect the light of Jesus, others are drawn to him. That is our calling, and it's a privilege. We are to be light. Jesus said, I am the light of the world, and he who follows me will never walk in darkness. And then he says, you as my followers, you are the light of the world. What a privilege to be called into this ministry of being light to a world that desperately needs his light and his love and his hope and his peace. My challenge for us today is go and make a difference every day by being a light in all you do. Go and make a difference every day by being a light in all you do. The world needs his light, and we are called with the privilege of bearing that torch and being his light. Again, I thank you for putting up with the the weak voice and the coughing, I apologize. But I felt it was so important for me to share this word with you. God has called us with a mighty calling and a privilege. And I want nothing more for myself and for you and our church family. Be right in the middle of His plan, His dream, His calling for us. That our church would truly reach people that we're not reaching now. It starts with each of us inviting those that we know that need to be in a community that supports them, that is focused on discipleship. So thank you again for bearing with me through this time. As we move into the response time, Chris and John will be at the front of the sanctuary. I would ask in just a moment for you to stand and respond to Jesus' call as you feel led. But Johnny is going to sing a song that he's actually written. And so just listen and let him sing this song over you as you reflect on God's call on your life and the privilege it is to be His light in the world around us. Let me pray with us. Lord Jesus, I thank You for an opportunity, even though it's not ideal, for me to still be with our family today in this way. Lord, I thank You for the calling that You have placed on our lives. I thank You for the privilege that You have included us in this opportunity to be Your light in a world that desperately needs Your light. So find us faithful in that. Lord, renew within us a passion, a deep desire to know You more fully, to love You more deeply, and to follow You more closely. Lord, give us that desire so that when we look back on this year in December, we will be able to see how You have grown us and shaped us and used us to make a difference in our community and in our world. Thank You for this privilege. Again, find us faithful. In Jesus' name we pray it. Amen.
Let us stand and respond at this time. There's a call comes ringing for the restless way. Send the light, send the light. There are souls to rescue, there are souls to save. Send the light, send the light, send the light.
Let us not grow weary in the work of love. Send the
may be seated for announcements.
All right. So I forgot, if you're visiting, please fill out a form. I forgot. We want to know your information. We would love to get in contact with you. You can scan the QR code on the back of the bulletin. Fill that out this afternoon. You don't have to do it now. We would just love to get in contact with you and plug you in here at the church. We're glad you're here today. For announcements, tonight we have Sunday night discipleship. We have Bible study, and some of them actually come and do Bible study and run. Not me. But others do, but there's other Bible studies as well. So we would love for you to join us at 5:15. We have dinner tonight. It's going to be taco soup, and then Bible studies start at 6 o'clock. Upward basketball. We've had two very successful weeks. No injuries. It's been a great, thank you for praying for us, because it's been great. Two great weeks of Upward, and lots of volunteers. We need more. We've got four more weeks. So sign up is out there across from the elevator. We would love to have you join us either as a greeter at the rec desk selling snack bar stuff or wrapping or whatever. We would just love to have you there and being a part. State of the Youthian is right after this service. So if you have somebody in the youth, which is 6th grade through 12th grade, Micah is meeting with those families in Elmore Hall, and he's going to serve us lunch. Make it a happy belly, and then going to tell us all the things happening in the rest of the year. So we would love to have you join us if you have a student in 6th through 12th grade. D-Now weekend is, like Brian said, only 2 weeks away. So be praying for that as the preparations get closer and lots to do there. Pray for the kids that will be attending. Pray for the houses that will be hosting and the leaders that are speaking. Just pray that God really moves with the teenagers. And then women's retreat is coming up in a month, and we have registration out by the nursery. We would love to have you come talk to the ladies there if you have any questions. And then modern service is launching in just a couple months. So that will be happening after Easter. Forgot the bulletin insert with that QR code, so I promise that will be in there next week, but also they are on the monitors in the hallway. You can scan that QR code and get plugged in for that service. Chris?
Well, let me also just say there was some confusion this week with our QR code, so if you scan that this week, later in the week, it probably asks you to buy a plan. So hopefully you didn't subscribe to the $35 plan, but we'd love for you to join the Modern Worship for less than $35. That has been fixed. It's on the screens. I tried it this morning, and so all that. But if you did pay the $35, let us know so we can log in and create more QR codes. We'd really appreciate that. So, yeah. So it has been fixed, right? Okay, good. There you go. All right. Braxton, come up here. Come on, bring Dad with you. I know you don't want to stand up here by me by yourself. Braxton came up, and Wayne actually talked to me before the service. This is Braxton Cheek. And Braxton said that this past, over a week or two ago, met with Pastor Brian and walked through and talked about what it means to be a Christian and asked Jesus into his heart. And so he wants to come before you today and let you know. So, as Pastor B always does, this is your family, Braxton. Family, if you agree to help Braxton and walk beside him and Wayne as he develops his faith, will you say, welcome home? There's your family, bud. We're going to get Braxton baptized sometime soon and just continue to grow in your faith, bud. We're excited. If you guys will sit there and come right back up here in a minute, everybody will walk by and shake your hand and tell you how happy they are, all right? As you saw Pastor Brian, and then as Johnny was asked to sing the song that he wrote, and no one ran up here to sing the song, a few people looked at me and said, are you going to do that? I said, no. It's wonderful to work with a staff that when you get a text at 7:15 in the morning and on Saturday that says Brian's got flu A, and then Johnny decided to go get bronchitis and a bacterial infection and go to the quick care this morning, that these guys can step up, of Corey jumping in and Rick jumping in to have church members that can do that to help lead. So, but as I was sitting there, During this service, I've thought to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 26 and 27. It says, when if one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Now you, the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. So as Brian said, we're all play a part in it. It's not just our responsibility as a staff. Each one of us sits here, plays a part of what that means to be the body. But as Brian and Johnny and also Kim is at home recovering with COVID, Johnny texted me, and I texted him in the middle of the service, said, how you doing? He said, we just need some energy at the Glover house. So I want to close today, and we're going to pray over them. But also, I know that's going around with a lot of people of sickness and all that. And when one of us suffers, we all suffer. All right? So if you'll join me as we pray. Lord, I thank you for the opportunity we have to be here today to worship you. But Lord, I do lift up Brian and Johnny and Kim and any of our other church members that are going through with this illness or not feeling well or just weak and need the energy, Lord, that we know that you're the almighty physician, Lord. And I ask that you will come and heal them, that you will give them the energy that they can be back here and just doing your work. For those members that may be at home not feeling well or sick, Lord, that you will just come into them and heal them quickly so they can get back out, as Brian said today, to experience those moments and to show others who you are and begin to build those relationships. So, Lord, we just ask that you will move in a mighty way. We thank you for your love, your grace, and just remind us this week to continue to lift each other in prayer. It's in your wonderful name that we pray. Amen. Braxton and Wayne, I'm going to ask you guys to come stand back up here. Everybody's going to come by, shake your hand, tell you how glad they are with you. Somebody's singing us out? No? You want me to sing us out? Okay, just stop talking. Okay, that's what they said. Thank you for being here. We'll see you guys next week.